Hello, I'm Father Jonathan St. Andre. I'm happy to be here with you today, and I want to welcome Father Brian Cavanaugh, my brother friar. It's good to have this conversation with you about Franciscan things. Father Brian hails from the great state of New Jersey, home state of my mother as well, and he's an alumnus of the Franciscan University of Steubenville, then the College of Steubenville. Father Brian's passion is the art of storytelling. And in his years as a friar and a priest, he's used the art of storytelling in both written and verbal form to help educate others. And currently, Father Brian works for Information Technology Services here at the university. So welcome, Father Brian. It's good to have
Thank
this
you.
Conversation today
good
with
to be
you.
Here.
You know, sometimes when we look at the word discernment, I think people think of it as a word they don't want to think about, almost like a bad word, the D word. Because I think discernment brings to mind sort of this idea of great suffering and trying to figure out what God wants to do with your life. What's your vocation? What's your call? And there is a discernment of our specific life vocation, but I think that discernment is something broader. It's something that happens throughout our life. And in these next few segments, we'll speak about St. Francis of Assisi's prayer of discernment said before the crucifix. And so before we go any further, let's pray that prayer together, Father Brian.
Good.
And we invite you to join us, those who are watching this today. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Most High, glorious God, enlighten the darkness of my heart, and give me true faith, certain hope, and perfect charity, sense and knowledge, Lord, that I may carry out your holy and true command.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Father Brian, what immediately strikes you about this prayer?
Well, usually this prayer you find on a prayer card, it's titled Prayer of St. Francis Before the Crucifix. And there's a line towards the end where it says, sense and knowledge. And so I started to wonder, what did Francis actually mean in that? Because there were different prayer cards. One will say wisdom and understanding. One will say sense and understanding, or wisdom and knowledge. Mm-hmm. And we get all these different cards. And so I was just getting confused. What did Francis actually pray?
Mm. Yeah, so I would say, just to give a little introduction to this prayer is really an expression of Francis of Assisi's discernment throughout his life. Early in his life, Francis is discerning, but it's a discernment that's not yet fully informed by the Lord. And so Francis's conversion begins with a wrestling to discern God's will for his life. Francis goes through a time of failed military service, imprisonment, and convalescence, and it's a slow recovery, and during this time, he's led to desire more fully the Lord's will in his life. And at the same time, he realizes to discern, he has to take quiet. He has to take solitude. And he's drawn to the countryside chapels in the Italian landscape, one of them where he has this experience of praying before a crucifix. And that experience is recorded in this prayer that he prays. It's a prayer that's said to have been prayed by Francis within the crumbling church of San Damiano in Assisi, which he actually helped rebuild. And it's a prayer that expresses not only that moment, and I know you're going to talk about that later, but all the moments of his life, how he was seeking the Lord's will and how he was seeking God's plan for him. Father Brian, you and I have had several conversations about this prayer, and you've especially been intrigued by this prayer, the part of the prayer where Francis asks for sense and knowledge. Right. Can you speak more about this?
Thank you. As I mentioned, my confusion with what was Francis actually praying? So I went and asked one of our friars who was living with at the time, Father Rick Martinetti, who's an Italian scholar. And I said, I've seen it different versions in these cards. What did Francis pray? Well, he got excited and ran and got one of his giant Franciscan tome books. Hmm. And he's looking it up and he said, well, in Italian, he said, seno e cognoscimentum. And then he went over and looked into the Latin, and it says, sensum et cognoscimentum. And he goes, oh, this translates as sense and knowledge. Hmm. And it's like, okay. So I started thinking, If Francis is praying for sense and knowledge, he's praying for more of a practical, common sense, and an understanding of what needs to be done. So I was wondering, could Francis actually be praying for the sense and understanding to think situations through with discernment? And it was just after that that Father Paolo Bonatti, who's our TOR former Secretary General, who's now the Provincial of Assisi Province, who's a moral theologian and he's a specialist in Italian literature. And so I asked him, I said, what does this Francis actually praying in there? And he wrote back a very long thing. And he was basically came down, he says, what Francis was praying is, why should I do something? So his initial part of the sense is asking God, why? And then the second part was, how do I act upon this? So he's praying for the sense to do it, but now the knowledge to actually carry it out. And so he said, with praying for Francis in that particular line, we could translate it that he's praying for the knowledge how to act to get the situation completed or what he needs to do. He's praying how to think things through to get through things in a very practical, common sense way.
So there's a why and a how.
Why and a how.
And that's the sense and the knowledge, you know, that we're praying for. You mentioned that maybe because of this sort of deeper understanding you've had, maybe this prayer needs a different title than simply the prayer said before the crucifix.
Oh, that was Father Conrad Harkins,
okay,
who lived with the friars for a number of years, Franciscan scholar. And for those who know Father Conrad, he would get a little animated when he would speak, and he got adamantly agitated when the prayer is titled wrong. It's St. Francis's prayer to discern God's will that he prayed before the crucifix. He emphasized that this was Francis's normal way of praying to come to decisions, that he was praying before the crucifix, was just where he prayed it. It's not Francis's prayer that you have to say before the crucifix. It's when you're in a time of discerning, this is the prayer. How do I need to do things so I can get through situations? So he said we should be renaming this prayer as Francis' prayer to discern God's will, said before the crucifix.
So it takes the prayer out of that one situation.
It doesn't have to be prayed before the crucifix.
And it puts it into our whole life.
Exactly.
And it invites us to pray for that sense and knowledge, you know, that the why we're being called to something and how we do it. You've shared with me about your time in California as a younger man, and how there was an experience of discernment for you, an experience of sense and knowledge. Could you share that with us today?
Oh, I'd love to, thanks. It was in the early 1970s, and I lived in Santa Barbara up in the mountains with a very unique group of men and women. We're trying to find a more spiritual path of living, praying, and working. Some would call it a commune at the time. But it was a countercultural completely to those days. There were no drugs, no alcohol, no tobacco. Only married couples would live together. This is kind of my initial conversion moment in my life. That was not exactly the normal commune culture in the early 70s. We lived on a couple of farms, had an apple orchard. We ran organic food markets. We had a restaurant, a juice factory, a bakery. We had a wholesale food company. And it was after 3 years of living there, I was just getting this gnawing and growing sense it was time for me to leave. But I was really unsure how to figure this out because my initial adventure from Arizona to California kind of was strange with kind of maybe a mystical spiritual part that went to it. And now I'm feeling called that I'm supposed to leave this, which I thought was my journey towards something. How do we figure God's will? I wasn't sure. What's the right thing to do at this time? Now, I'm probably more practical than I am mystical. And for me, I needed to get better understanding because I lived with a group of people who God's will was everything. They were praying for God's will, and sometimes God's will was really dumb and sometimes very stupid. Is following God's will, are we supposed to lean to the left or are we supposed to lean to the right? Are we supposed to stand up? Or are we supposed to sit down? So I decided I was going to go back to Gideon's way in the Bible of how to discern God's will. When God was felt, he felt God was calling him, and he says, I'm not sure. So he said, I'm going to get out the sheepskin. He put the sheepskin out. He said, okay, God, it's going to rain everywhere around, and that sheepskin is going to be dry. Mm-hmm. And it was. And he said, oh, by the way, God, just to make sure I got this right, I'm going to flip the sheepskin over, and it's going to rain on the sheepskin, and everywhere else is going to be dry. Mm. And it was. And so that's the kind of deal I made with God. I said, you're going to have to give me greater clarity to understand this. And so be very careful, though, when you ask God for greater clarity. He just might give it to you, and sometimes mm-hmm. it's not going to always be pleasant. Mm-hmm. Well, this time I was working in a restaurant, and in walks a guy I went to school with in Steubenville. I hadn't seen him since graduating. And we're having a little chat, catching up, and he just looks up at me and says, I think it's time to leave. Mm-hmm. And I go, oh, that's clear. And so we drove up to the farm, we packed some things up, and we left. All well and good, until I woke up the next morning, it was terrifying. I left. Mm-hmm. And then I begin to realize, now what? You gotta get a job, where are you gonna live? What are things? And I begin to understand discernment is not a one and a done situation. You have maybe a major discernment, but then there are follow-up discernments that really need to follow after that. And that's where I kind of discovered it took time to understand the virtue of prudence is always necessary to your discernment. Having that sense and knowledge of what needs to be done so you can get through things. At least in my adventure, that's how it worked. Mm.
So you're saying that we need to be praying often for that sense and knowledge that Francis of Assisi prayed for in that prayer. And we need to be asking for that, you know, what are you calling me to? Why are you calling me to it? And how? And we need that virtue of prudence to lead us and guide us. I think that's a wonderful thing, whether we're beginning the semester, whether we're looking at our prayer life and how to grow in it, whether there's situations in our family, whatever it is, having that gift of discernment, praying for the Lord's gift of discernment, that sense and knowledge. In our next segment, we'll talk a little bit about Francis, the practical mystic, who was a man who was, yes, mystical, but also very practical as he prayed for this sense and knowledge. And so maybe we'll pray this prayer together again, Father Brian, and would invite all of you to join us in praying Francis's prayer of discernment said before the crucifix. So please join us as we pray in the name of the Father, Son, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Most High, glorious God, enlighten the darkness of my heart, and give me true faith, certain hope, and perfect charity, sense and knowledge, Lord, that I may carry out your holy and true command. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.